KTX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As he continues to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Doha, Qatar, announcing that the U.S. is giving $135 million in aid to the Palestinians.
It is imperative that we continue to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The extraordinary challenges that the children, the women, the men of Gaza are encountering every single day. And that's all the more urgent with winter approaching.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are counting down the days until the election. Harris appears with Barack Obama, Tyler Perry, and Bruce Springsteen tonight in Georgia. Donald Trump says he will be in New York at Madison Square Garden for a rally on Sunday. According to the Labor Department, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, but the total number of people actually collecting benefits has risen to its highest level in almost 3 years. Boeing's striking machinists still on strike, having rejected the company's offer last night. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMBX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We had some more delays for early voters. You'll remember on Tuesday, more than 97,000 people voted early. But there were some hiccups. So many people were casting their ballots, it overwhelmed the WisVote system and slowed down the process to print absentee ballot labels. Now, those labels are not necessary, but lots of clerks' offices use them just to make the process easier. The chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission had said Tuesday that they'd increase capacity, so that shouldn't happen again. Well, it happened again. There were still reports of slowdowns yesterday. The commission says this issue isn't just affecting early voting. It seems to be impacting other statewide systems, too. They have nothing to do with elections. But so many people are voting early that it's, quote, compounding the issue. So we'll have to see what happens today and tomorrow. And it's Drug Take-Back Day across Wisconsin this weekend. There are more than 150 events statewide where you can dispose of old medications. They take all kinds of them, prescriptions, over-the-counter drugs, inhalers, creams, pet medications, even vapes and e-cigarettes if you take out the battery. Here in Madison, they'll have drug take-back locations at Elver Park, Mount Zion Baptist Church Food Pantry, and Warner Park, but there are more than a dozen other locations around Dane County. And the new Amtrak line that just launched earlier this year has already had 100,000 riders. The Borealis line goes from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Chicago. It has stops all throughout Wisconsin. It stops in La Crosse, Tomah, Wisconsin Dells, Portage, Columbus, Milwaukee, and Sturtevant. Riders on the Borealis line today are getting a free drink and a 100-gram bar to celebrate the milestone. Now that this line is in operation, it's the first time in 46 years there are two trains leaving from the cities to Chicago every day. There are even some reports that Amtrak officials were surprised by how quickly it became so popular. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think obviously that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58.
Currently 33 degrees.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord with people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll give away another pair of tickets to Late Night Catechism at the Overture.
And we'll be playing some of the great Wisconsin music with Rocker.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
We learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally. One that will obey his orders even when he sends them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States.
The future president, ladies and gentlemen. Noel Kassler tweeted, y'all are acting like you've never seen a 78-year-old freak bang on about how he needs some Hitler generals while talking U.S. soldiers after private calls with Putin to help him cheat in the election and make himself a king while working in a callback on Palmer's pork roll before. I haven't heard it called Arnold Palmer's pork roll, but thank you, Noel.
Has to be called something because it's in the news.
Help, I need a doctor. Let's go.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert. He's leading us through the gloom. Dr. Irwin Redletter. And now
he enters. Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Oh, hiya. You are well-named this morning, aren't you?
I'm doomed up, Steph. You know,
and we are white-knuckling. Yeah.
You know, 12 days out, man. This is like a moment of truth on the way. And, you know, did this season go incredibly fast? It was the shortest political, presidential race in terms of the actual candidates out there. In history.
Yeah, but isn't it's Donald amazing. Trump like 17 news cycles in one? Yeah. I mean, you referenced it, just Arnold Palmer's. Did you see he blamed Zelensky for Putin, for the invasion? Do we have that? I hate to torture Dr. Redletter. What number is that? Eight. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
I think Zelensky's one of the greatest salesmen I've ever seen. Every time he comes in, we give him $100 billion. Who else got that kind of money in history? There's never been. Mm. And that doesn't mean I don't want to help him, because I feel very badly for those people. Mm-hmm. But he should never have let that war start.
What?
That war's a loser.
Okay, I can't. Yeah, Ukraine was wearing such a tight dress. Look what it did now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. They rolled freaking tanks with thousands and thousands of Russian soldiers into Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you pointed out, so North Korea sent 10,000 North Korean soldiers to fight alongside Russian troops. Many of these young troops from the most bizarre and tyrant-controlled nation on the planet will die on Ukrainian soil. And those are his two buddies, his two lovers, Kim Jong-un and Putin.
Yeah.
It's
just extraordinary. And look, the other thing is the media in this sort of last minute, whatever they're doing here, I'm talking about the right-wing media, of course, but also the centrist media trying to normalize Donald Trump is a phenomenon also without precedence. What the hell are they doing?
I know. We're running out of ways to even talk about this election, aren't we? You summed it up in one of your tweets. Trump is not well. Yes, we all heard Trump expound on a famous golfer's genitalia, his assertion Kamala Harris wants to get rid of cows, the big reveal that the guy was jealous about the obedient generals Hitler had. I'm almost out of outrage and shock, but I'm left with a deep sense of despair that this very damaged human is actually a candidate who has a chance of being POTUS again. Still, I actually believe he'll lose to Kamala. The problem is he will leave a terrifying legacy of armed MAGA fanatics, a dysfunctional GOP, and a dangerously robotic J.D. Vance. Still, we'll survive this, all of it, if Kamala Harris, the new sheriff in town, makes it clear there is no place in America for racism, anti-Semitism, political violence. If you have Democratic friends, relatives, or colleagues in swing states, please reach out now. Make sure they vote. It is every day is more terrifying than the last day, right? The closer we get.
It is terrifying. And, I also recently spoke out about the fact that there are progressives who think that they are doing something good by voting for Jill Stein or write-in or anything or staying home. All these people will be helping Trump get back into the Oval Office, and people need to understand that. It's not okay in this election to express your pure progressiveness by voting for Jill Stein. This is really, especially for your audience, Stephanie, there's a lot of very liberal people listening here, and we could not be more clear that they are doing something that will help bring Trump back to the White House if they stay home or vote for Stein.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting, just from your perspective as a doctor, you said if it was possible to really treat and cure a malignant sociopath or stop age-related cognitive decline, there might be a rationale to vote for Trump, but there isn't. He's just flat-out dangerous, so a message for the liberals and progressives in every state who got it into their heads that Kamala Harris is not progressive enough. A campaign, by the way, being helped by Russia, as usual. And you just said she's strong, principled, and committed to the American narrative. Don't believe the BS from right-wing, neutral, or centrist media who say there's no difference between Harris and Trump. They ran this play with Hillary and Trump. Oh, there's really no difference.
They did.
And you just said she will fill the executive branch from cabinet to the federal agencies with competent people from across the political spectrum. And as you said, really, you're cautiously optimistic, but any vote that is not for Kamala Harris is for Trump, right?
It totally is. And I think that other point about who will they bring into government? Trump has a legion of crazies that he would use to fill, I'm talking the Bobby Kennedy Jr.
I was just going to say, you're not looking forward to Health and Human Services Secretary Bobby Kennedy?
Oh, well, somehow I'm not. No, I'm not. But anyway, this is a moment of truth for us, Steph. And I think that this is not the time to say that in any way, shape, or form that Trump is a normal human being or that it's time to be this purist when it comes to progressive politics.
By the
politics.
Way, so, yeah. Can we, speaking of Bobby Kennedy, can we talk just of all the players in this clown show that we're going through right now? RFK Jr.'s running mate, this Nicole Shanahan, has been tapping a vast divorce settlement from the Google co-founder to launch herself into the conservative political ecosphere. Again, this campaign was laid bare. It was always to help Trump, right? It was not this whole, Bobby Kennedy, he's the liberal. The reporting includes a stunning claim she offered a $500,000 bribe to the paper's reporter to reveal the sources who were dishing about her. She has become a potent advocate for Trump by encouraging independently minded voters to back his bid for the White House on Fox News, an array of podcasts, her social media feed. She's also rebranded herself as a wellness guru. God save me. Promising to make America healthy again. She's this anti-vax lunatic.
Unbelievable. And then there's people, of course, like Elon Musk. One of the most bigoted and nut job billionaires that we've produced. Actually, we didn't produce South Africa, but yeah.
I'm glad to hear the DOJ has sent a letter to Elon Musk's super PAC warning the $1 million giveaway to register voters in swing states might violate federal law. I mean, no kidding. But let me finish this story. This Nicole Shannon, so she's had a whirlwind romance with this Google X founder after they met while she was engaged to her first husband, who soon discovered the affair, sought to have the marriage annulled after 27 days. Then she had an affair with Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. So there's like one degree of separation in this story. Silicon Valley associates are now concerned she'll use the massive pile of money she got in her divorce settlement with Brin to tip the razor-thin race between Trump and Harris or push unverified medical views to a broad audience. I mean, Doc, this really is Pandora's box.
We're in it.
Yeah.
We're deep in the pathology, Stephanie, and people need to understand it. And the reason I wrote those tweets directed towards these Stein voters and other people who want to just stay home is because this is not the election to do that. This is not.
Yeah.
This is not like, you know, Gore v. Bush in 2000. This is something far, far more insidiously dangerous.
And by the way,
for America and for the planet, really.
Thank God on our side, Bill Gates has leapt into the 2024 race with a massive donation, $50 million to help Kamala Harris. And he's stayed out of politics famously for decades, you know. But he said this election is different with unprecedented significance for Americans and the most vulnerable people around the world. I mean, everything he cares about, right? Climate change, you know, public health.
Yeah. There's not a single issue that we care about that helps define what America is and our role in the world and the preservation of democracy. All of it can be hinging on November 5th this year. And people just need to understand that. You think they are? I kind of think at the end of the day, people are going to get what they're playing with here. Not the time. I'm broken record here. This is not the time for some version of what you think is purity.
I feel like
this is a time to protect ourselves.
I feel like it's going to be like that plane ride in Almost Famous. We're just going to be like, until next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're going down. Oh my God. Okay. Everything's okay.
Oh yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, Doc. Thanks for fighting the good fight and here and in Ukraine. And we'll talk to you next week. There. Ooh, I got
Thank
a salute.
You.
I got a
Bye,
salute.
Guys.
Thank you. 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, oh, God, do I need my cozy earths?
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand how I need my home to be a sanctuary?
It is supposed to be getting cold here. like lows in the 40s next week.
I'm already in my long sleeve blush cozy earth pajamas. I wore them for my podcast with Tristan Snell. I did it from bed because they're so eleganza.
They are.
I've got black, I've got olive color, I've got blush. My Cozy Earth sheets get softer with every wash. I have a Cozy Earth duvet cover.
Oh.
I'm about to get the comforter because, you know what, here's what happens. The duvet cover raises the bar, man.
Okay.
Then you can't have your old lumpy comforter in there. You got to get a Cozy Earth comforter.
That's right.
They got silk. They got a almost down one, it's called. It's a down alternative. They've got the bamboo viscose. I mean, they've got new candles. Do you know how much I love me some candles?
Yes.
Everything to make your home just a lap of luxury. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your sanctuary.
Sanctuary!
What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down, and a 10-year warranty says it all. Wrap yourself in luxury.
Cozy Earth.
CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy?
It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot. Was it plain?
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. And you can watch from anywhere in the world. This summer's Chicago show from the Vic Theater. A Sexy Liberal pay-per-view event you can still enjoy. Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these. Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. Black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah, okay.
Special panel guests include Mark Hamill, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Representative Jan Schakowsky, and Jill Weinbank. $20.24 gets you on-demand streaming of Chicago's comedy event of the year. It's not too late to see the tour that is saving the world. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at meathook.live/save the world.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep. Thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off. But every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because of the little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money. And even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't, did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Raphael in Maryland. Hi. Hi, Maryland.
Jump
Hi.
Starter?
Raphael, it's me. Hi, it's Steph.
How do you jump?
Did I call you at a bad time? Raphael in Maryland.
Hi. Get a jump starter.
Okay. All right. Is he yelling into the clouds?
He is.
The clown's mouth?
Yeah, he's getting a,
Oh, you know what? I did something for you and America yesterday, Chris. Chris Lavoie, noted grammar Nazi.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. It is a certainty they never spell your correctly.
No, they don't.
AJ tweeted at me, Stephanie Miller, people hate you and you're losing. Y-O-U-R.
It's par for the course.
I said, I will consider it a win if even one of you Trumpers ever, ever spells your correctly. And then I said, you're welcome. Spelled correctly with the apostrophe. You're losing.
I thought I was
back in sixth grade with Carol Fisher. Everyone hates you. You're losing. Okay. Thanks. Ginny in Idaho, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ginny.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm just calling to say that though Chris is mostly wrong, he is correct in waiting to vote on Election Day. You know, they always say we're going to stop the count of those illegal absentee ballots, and the polls are always going based on who votes on Election Day. But my biggest reason for waiting is, like you, Stephanie, my mother had Alzheimer's,
yeah,
and I cared for her for 7 years, and it was the best relationship we ever had when she didn't know me. And she stopped to vote for JFK on her way to the hospital to have me. So I consider it my duty to show up on election.
All right. Listen, as long as you vote, we'll take it. We will take it. John Pavlovitz, our good friend, says, Kamala Harris so outclasses Donald Trump in intellect, vision, ability, decency, competency, that he should lose by 80 points. Seriously, America, we have got to get this right. Oh, God. What does it say to the world? It's a decency. We will find out if at long last we have any decency.
Let's hope so.
Okay. Coach Walls.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Out there kicking it.
Yep.
He missed an opportunity, though. Being at McDonald's, he looks much more like Ronald McDonald in the clown that he actually is. Tell me you don't see this one coming from a mile away. And Ronald wears less makeup. You saw it coming. You saw it coming. That restaurant wasn't even open. It was a stunt. Fake orders for fake customers. They even staged the drive-through.
Yeah, fake, fakety fake. One more.
Everything about this guy is fake. Everything he does is fake. Next. He's going to be telling you he's a cop or a construction worker. Because he dances to the Village People, so he knows the YMCA. And I'll tell you this, though. That 5 minutes he stood next to the deep fryer, I'll guarantee you that's the hardest that guy's ever worked in his life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a joke.
Yes, I know we're numb to it, but... Former model Stacey Williams alleges Trump groped her at Trump Tower in 1993. Jeffrey Epstein introduced her to Trump at a Christmas party in 1992. She said she believed the alleged incident was part of a twisted game between Trump and Epstein. It became very clear he and Donald were really, really good friends and spent a lot of time together. I know we keep seeing the temptations to say, oh, well, that won't matter. Well, I choose to think it will matter to a majority of people. I get it that nothing seems to matter. To the cult. Can I just tell you how weird the cult has gotten?
Right.
Did you see this yesterday?
Wow.
Trump took the stage to shouts from fans calling him daddy after Tucker Carlson went on a riff about Trump being daddy and giving a little girl a vigorous spanking.
I heard about this. I heard.
They are so weird.
The audio.
And so creepy. Yeah. I can't even. Carlson was one of the opening acts at this rally in Georgia. He constructed an elaborate scenario in which Trump is daddy coming home pissed. Ended up with a metaphorical daddy telling his little girl, you're getting a vigorous spanking because you've been a bad girl. He's such a freak.
Ew.
Tucker Carlson is such a misogynistic freak.
Yeah.
And so Trump takes the stage to chants of God bless you to the song God Bless the USA, greeted by shouts of Daddy's Home and Daddy Don.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Get some therapy.
It's all gross.
Jesus.
It's all so gross.
It is all, isn't it, Chris? Oh, my God. I can't.
I just think I'm going to buy.
Get some therapy for your daddy issues. He's not, oh my God. If he's your daddy, he's your bad daddy. Oh, please, Bad Daddy, go out for cigarettes and never come back. 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance, next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Four people need a new place to live after a fire. The 911 call came in from Thurston Lane here in Madison yesterday afternoon. The Madison Fire Department said it was a kitchen fire. No one was hurt. The principal of Sun Prairie East High School has left the district, upsetting some students. District officials confirm Renee Coleman is no longer principal of the school, but they didn't give a reason why. Some students are frustrated. They staged a walkout yesterday at the high school. They were chanting and carrying signs that said, "Bring Ms. Coleman back," according to WMTV. For now, district officials say East Associate Athletic Director Jim Ertle will finish out the school year as interim principal, and they'll start looking for a permanent replacement next year. Meanwhile, up in Ryo, the school district is investigating a staffer for allegedly having inappropriate contact with students. District leaders sent an email to families saying they're working with law enforcement in the investigation and that the staff member in question will not return to school for now. But they didn't identify who that staff member is. What a question to ask. Can cow manure help solve climate change? Well, experts at a recent congressional hearing say yes. Anaerobic digesters, known as dairy digesters, can capture methane. A few farms in Wisconsin already use them. They convert the biogas to natural gas. That can be used to generate clean power. Congressman Jim Costa, who represents part of the San Joaquin Valley, says this is a win-win.
You can set up a methane digest operator that can really be very efficient, very effective, and produce a lot of electricity and handle the waste at the same time. So these sustainable farming practices have reduced operational costs to farmers.
Some environmental groups say that's just not enough. It doesn't address enteric methane, which is responsible for 70% of methane emissions. Advocates suggest a better solution would be for people to cut their consumption of dairy and meat. For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, some showers and thunderstorms possible, lows around 47. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 60. Friday night, clear skies, we drop to 32. For Saturday, sunny and 58.
Right now, it's 37.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Brittany Merlot will be here with all things weather and wine. Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company for all things sports. And then This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I will tell you, I spoke to Putin often about it. I said, don't ever do it. But Ukraine was the apple of his eye. And when he saw how incompetently the our country, our president, our stupid generals like Milley, who's a stupid person, when he saw how incompetent we were in Afghanistan, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, I believe, when he looked at that, he said, Trump is gone. These people are idiots. I'm going to go in to take the apple of my eye. Would have never happened if I was there.
First of all, how drugged out is he at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Right. Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine if he was president, blah, blah, blah. Also, it was Zelensky's fault. Oh, I don't think we're triggering him. Are you? Do you think we are? Oh, maybe.
A little bit. Look at him. Triggered.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Hi. Hey, Malcolm. Words pop quiz. Hitler, good or bad? Good or bad?
According to the History Channel, Hitler bad.
God.
And I don't believe we have to say it.
I mean, I just, Zelensky caused the Russian invasion. Okay. I don't even, you retweeted someone who said, you're voting for a fascist. My Jewish father landed on Omaha Beach to save the world from people like Trump and people like you who are all in for fascism and white supremacy. You will wear that stain forever. This is where we are in 2024, is the Republican Party excusing him saying Hitler did some good things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Jesus, yes. Well, first off, greetings from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hello.
I'm right near your sister.
Yay.
She's down Salisbury way, and I've got to go out to Greenville to meet some guy named Tim Walz.
Ooh,
what?
So,
I know him.
Tell him we love him.
Okay. Well, when I get my schmoozy selfie picture with you, I'll mention some small radio show out of a basement in California.
Thank you.
But, yeah, good God, the fact that, you know, we have people now praising Adolf Hitler, Donald Trump, in such a way that, you know, it's become actually fashionable in the Republican Party. And,
yeah.
You know, even though I retweeted that tweet, which was brilliant, that poor guy's dad having to fight at Normandy to fight off the fascists and the Nazis, there's a great cartoon that's out there. And it said, my parents in their 30s. And it shows a couple saying, hey, maybe we should buy our first house. And then it says, me in my 30s, please don't vote for Hitler 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where we are.
But this is
our existence now.
But to your,
we have to beg America doesn't descend into fascism.
Thank you. And to your point, Malcolm, it's this party that they will defend anything. Now they're twisting themselves into pretzels to talk about Trump's love of Hitler not being a bad. I mean, I thought this was the zenith, this story that you retweeted. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, shared posts on January 6th saying Trump's election lies were responsible for the violence and death that day. He also liked a post calling for Trump's removal via the 25th Amendment. And now he's his camp. I mean, this is where we are with this party.
Look, this is par for the course. All Donald Trump, he doesn't care what you've said about him in the past. He wants a sycophant. He wants to be able to hold that over your head, to hold your employment over your head. And he wants you to lick the boots twice as fast, twice as hard. Good example, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is the most disgusting, you know, lick spittle and boot lick that you could ever get. I mean, the man has become a full-blown open fascist, open, you know, white supremacist, open, you know, essentially, you know, espousing neo-Nazism in the United States with this Christian evangelical sheen that he's going to take us, you know, to become the handmaid's tale, and is publicly proclaiming that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And look, that's why I'm here in North Carolina. I'm here with National Security Leaders for America. There's like 50 admirals here, you know, and generals, and they're all saying that the last thing that people are voting for is character and the economy first. It's the other way around. You have to vote for character. And now we have people who have decided, I had a run-in with a lady this morning over sausage links who's decided dictatorship is exactly what she wants.
Right.
She wants Trump. She doesn't care what happens to the Constitution or to what America has been forever.
Aye. By the way, speaking of the economy, though, you retweeted Tim O'Brien, who said more than half of living U.S. recipients of the Nobel Prize for Economics signed a letter calling Harris's economic agenda vastly superior to Trump's. It doesn't matter what you're voting on. Kamala Harris should be your vote.
Steve Rattner on MSNBC this morning laid out the economic impact of both things, and it showed all the money's going to the billionaires, and there will actually be a tax increase on everyone in the middle class and lower, and that Trump would savage the economy. He said it would go into immediate depression, if not a recession, if not to halfway to a depression. And if the economy is really your issue, then you're voting for the wrong person. You need to vote for the people that gave you the awesome economy we have right now.
Thank you. So, by the way, I was saying I rarely agree with Van Jones as well, but what he said about this town hall last night, he said Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are not taking the same exam. He gets to be lawless. She has to be flawless. I mean, that's exactly, I mean, you retweeted Chris Jackson said, Anderson Cooper just asked Harris why she and Biden haven't fixed all the issues she's been talking about over the last 4 years. Really? I mean, were you in a coma? Did you miss the part where they had to clean up a pandemic, save the economy from flatlining, rebuild crumbling infrastructure, fend off fascism both here and overseas? Maybe flip that question over to Trump, the guy who actually had 4 years in office, somehow managed to be ranked as the worst president in history by historians. But he won't answer that question because he won't take any questions. So here we are.
Just absolutely amazing. First off, I like that your dog has the dictator alarm.
Yes. It's the fascism early warning system. Yeah,
fascism early warning system. What's that, boy? Dictatorship is on its way, and maybe within 12 days of our of what we're speaking about.
What's that, Lassie? Democracy fell down the well? Okay.
But, you know, you're absolutely right. Kamala Harris is being graded on a completely different scale. And shame on, I'm almost ashamed to say it. Shame on MSNBC with Alex Wagner bringing in this group of black voters who were openly hostile to Kamala Harris, calling her, saying she wasn't black, she did nothing for anybody. It was like a focus group of Trump blacks. And, you know, and not once did they push back against it. Not once did they go back and say, hey, that's not true. That didn't happen. They just said, oh, well, if this is how you feel. This isn't journalism.
I'm telling you.
Grading completely off a scale.
Thank you. 12 days.
Hillary Clinton scale times black.
Thank you. 12 days to the election, and Morning Joe has Bill Maher and his Both Sides Do It BS on this morning. You retweeted, there's a headline from NBC News, DHS is seeking more than 600 migrants for possible ties to Venezuelan gang. And Judd tweeted, this is outrageously misleading headline by NBC. The 600 people with possible ties to the Venezuelan gang includes people who were victims of the gang or witnessed crimes by the gang. Unfortunately, it's a pattern of NBC pushing misleading Trump talking points.
It's the Overton window on the news media has shifted to where Trump talking points are where you start. And the reality, the truth of it, which is just not as salacious and not as interesting, is where you don't go. And so this is why we now have an ecosphere where we have people openly begging to become dictators. Right. So as America is now moving into its last days of what could possibly be the last days of the American Republic, we have a completely dysfunctional and broken media.
Well, by the way, you just also retweeted Midas Touch saying new documents from Trump's transition team list his choice for attorney general at the top of the list, Judge Aileen Cannon. They said they need to immediately remove her from the case. Our friend Lindy Lee said Judge Aileen Cannon delayed Trump's trial past the election, ran out the clock for him. She protected Trump every step of the way. She attacked Jack Smith, smeared his role as unconstitutional. Now Trump is considering making her attorney general. Can you say quid pro quo? We are again.
Making her attorney general. This is a woman who had no trial experience when she was appointed to this position. This is a woman who immediately started carrying out favors for Donald Trump as the trial judge. And now she's ranked number two on Donald Trump's list as attorney general. I am not joking. Your dad was a Nuremberg prosecutor. I give this homework once a quarter for you. Everyone go watch Judgment at Nuremberg. Yeah. The people that are on trial who are the Nazis by the way, are bad people.
That's the bad guys.
Are right. The Supreme Court and the Attorney General of Nazi Germany that authorized crimes to be committed and made them into legal actions under Nazi Germany.
Yep.
So, you know, we're going to let this happen to us. Every one of you. I'm sorry. I know we're going to, you know, you're short for time. Every one of you better go find two or three people who haven't voted and get them to vote between now and Election Day, or commit them and yourselves to vote, because this is it, people. Look, the dog of fascist alarm, you know, the fascism dog alarm is going crazy now. We could be losing everything we've ever lived for in the last 248.
Yeah. And by the way, every tweet goes back to at least one of your books. Keith Boykin tweeted, a former Florida sheriff is working directly with Russia to circulate misinformation about Kamala Harris's campaign. European intelligence has obtained Russian documents that show John Mark Duggan is being paid by Putin to take down Kamala Harris. Oh, please, God, tell me it's not going to work this time, Malcolm. I mean, it's just, I hope that because of people like you, we're a little more sophisticated about Russian disinformation.
Yes, but it's still a collective effort. They're not targeting you and me and the people that listen, your 6 million listeners, right? They are targeting the people who, you know, that we meet on the street who say, I'm not voting. There's no difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Donald Trump's, and there was another insulting thing on that MSNBC platform. Donald Trump's a man. A president needs to be a man, and he's the only one that can stand up to foreign leaders. The man is a sycophant. He wears, they said in the ad, he wears more makeup than Dolly Parton, literally. And, you know, and has bigger jugs. So this is what we're up against. And we are now in, again, the last days of the American Republic. If people have decided they are not going to fight for it. And now is the time to fight. We cannot win this election by 80 million votes, right? By 7 million votes. We need to turn out 100 million for Kamala.
Yeah.
100 million.
You are.
And that means, and the margins are still very thin. I'm looking at not the polls, but the early voting margins. African Americans are actually under in a couple of these polls in states like Georgia and Pennsylvania, under at the point that they were before. So that means the disinformation, the misinformation, the lies are taking their toll. And we, the people who know better, need to get out there and make sure that those people are informed and know what they're voting for.
And
which
by the
is
way,
the survival of their country.
Speaking of Pennsylvania, you are a Philly guy. Mark Elias, hero, said Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that voters can cast a provisional ballot at their polling place if their mail-in ballot is missing an inner secrecy envelope. A big win for Pennsylvania voters and another stinging defeat for the GOP. I mean, man, is he fighting that good fight? And we have to do that as well. You have to, you know, fight every way you can. By the way,
don't forget, in 2020, they wanted to throw out every ballot that didn't have a signature on the back, because you're supposed to sign the back of the envelope. Check your local rules, find out what you have to do, and make sure your vote is secure. Again, we need 100 million for Harris to save democracy, not 80, which means we need to have two for every person that's voting right now. And it's your job to get out there and do it.
By the way, you retweeted the Trump campaign misspelled it Pittsburgh Steelers as Steelers, S-T-E-A-L-E-R-S.
Oh, boy.
Top-notch operation they have going on over there. And Midas Touch said, this is not going to play well in Pennsylvania. He got booed at a Steelers game, didn't he, the other night?
They don't care. They're not looking for Pittsburgh. They're not looking for Philadelphia. They're looking for Pennsylvania, right, which is the southwestern corner of the state, the center of the state, and the northeastern part of Philadelphia, which is traditionally poor, working-class white. And they are doing one thing. They are promising America to them as a tribe, that white men and their wives will be able to rule over the other 60% of this country. We know the stakes. It's our job to get out there and change those stakes and mobilize the rest of America that love the country the way that it's been for the last couple of centuries, as opposed to an orange-led dictatorship, because that's where we're going.
Yep, absolutely. Malcolm Nance, everybody. Malcolm Nance. Okay. I love you. See you next week.
See you next week.
All right, 48 Thanks. Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There it is. It's literally my right hand.
It's very large.
Yeah, it's my ride or die. It's right here next to me. Yes. Because you got to hydrate. You know that, uh-huh. Right? Why just do water? I mean, you're getting hydration, but you're not getting anything else. I'm getting 10 supplements in one in here. When it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I use it. It has helped my bicycling, my hiking, you name it. It helps you support your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. And stuff in there, I don't even, ashwagandha, I know, that's an energy thing. Probiotics, prebiotics, you've heard of that. Yeah. But what are the other 10 magical ingredients? Who can say? It's like the KFC recipe. I can't tell you or I'd have to kill you. Just, it's all good for you.
I can't imagine the Colonel ever killing anybody.
Yeah, ask a chicken. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show. Thanks for bringing up my surgery again.
Speaking of that, Doug texts in. He says, can you put Gordy's surgery live on the air?
The surgeon told me he does one or two of these surgeries a week. So he's acting like, it's no big deal.
It's like going to the liquor store.
Once or twice a week? Yeah. Okay. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Like a surgeon. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
In November, Americans make a choice. Please make a smart choice. There's one smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. It's America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Remember those? Values, morals, principles, remember?
I remember those.
Good times, good times. They've given over $95 million to Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, all the causes we love.
Yeah.
When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Why? In the immortal words of Nancy Kerrigan. That's a current reference. Switching to Credo Mobile, so smart, so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. To Malcolm Nance's point about this would be his last book, They Want to Kill Americans.
Right.
The specter of a second Trump administration has newsroom executives frightened for secret sources and on-the-ground reporters hoping they don't get killed, according to a new report. Dear God, this is a good reason to do your job and not both sides it, because, NPR reported that Trump's threats to jail journalists and control national news outlets has already made work more dangerous for journalists. A hostile crowd quickly surrounded a freelance journalist at a Michigan Trump rally, the study stated. They began shouting threats at her, including, I hope you're murdered, I hope you're dismembered, I hope someone rapes you before they murder you. President Trump, a spokesperson for the RNC said President Trump was a champion for free speech. Oh, hang on. For free speech. Everyone was safer under President Trump, including journalists.
And we're always at war with East Asia.
That's right. Make sure you report that about East Asia. Meanwhile, Trump has pledged to jail reporters who don't identify confidential sources and joked that prison rape would encourage compliance. So, because that's... Ha! Funny. Okay, Norman in Woodstock. Hey, Norman.
That's me. I'm really nervous about what's going on. I mean, I know who I'm voting for. I've got everything planned, what I'm going to do. My birthday is next Tuesday, so that's the day I'm going to vote. I'll be 78, and I haven't missed an election in 60 years, roughly.
Right. Well, listen.
And I believe in that.
You're doing your part.
I believe 100%, but just one thing. I wish to God that Trump would just stroke out.
Okay. All right, Norman. Norman Louise. Woodstock, let's not. I honestly think it is so important for America that and the world that he be thoroughly humiliated at the polls. I do not want any harm to come to him in any way. I want him to be humiliated at the polls and go to prison where he belongs. Carolyn in Florida, which is going to go blue. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, here's the thing. He has been running a shadow government for 8 years. I mean, don't people see that things haven't been getting done the right way and all that? That's just an example. Yeah. But even if he loses, he will still run the government if he has his freaks in charge.
No, he's not. If he loses, please, God. Chris, what percentage do you think if we did a poll, people just never want to see his flapping orange Garfield anus lips again?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
I'm going to say that's a big sliver.
Okay.
Everything's better because Dana Goldberg's here.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.